Let's do it. All right. Calling to order the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting tonight, November 26th, 7 p.m. Jill Perkins.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
Kristen Pearson.
And Stephanie Blair is excused.
Yes.
Lori's going to do our invocation. We're going to move straight into the pledge and move into our first agenda item. So if everybody would stand, please. Lois, you don't need to stand if you don't want to.
All of us go, ooh.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so very grateful that we have this opportunity to serve our community. Please bless us that we can make good and wise choices with the budget and with the calendar this year. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Lori. Okay. First item on the agenda is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about the items on this agenda. In the case you are unable to stay for an item, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time you are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about any items within its jurisdiction but does not appear on this agenda, you have to wait until the community comments by the general public. Listed at the end of this agenda. You're limited to 3 minutes. You'll step up to the speaker, the podium, and speak your name, your address, and spell your last name for our lovely Judy. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of time of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by a majority vote. Our first item to make a motion on will be the approval of the minutes for November 12th. Would anybody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for November 12th, 2025.
All right, Lois makes a motion to approve it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Okay, motion passes. Okay, our next item to make a motion on is the approval for the agenda for the meeting of November 26, 2025 to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Who would like to make a motion on that?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for the meeting of November 26, 2025.
All right, Kristen makes a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? All right, motion passes. Moving right along. The next item on the agenda is informational items. We do not have any. Planning and zoning. We do not have any planning and zoning. So straight to general business. Number one, discussion and possible appointment of a TAB member to CDAC for possible action.
So I have a question for Judy, probably.
Okay.
Can it just be an informational only? Are you required to go to the meetings, or can they send us? Because I was getting emails
last time,
and I think I still am on the email list for the meetings where I get emails for that. I would be willing to do that and just get emails if I don't have to go to all the meetings, unless it really pertains to us.
That's up to you. I'm sure you can continue the way you're doing it. Unless there's somebody that does want to be able to attend the meetings.
I don't think anybody was looking to attend another meeting.
Okay. I will go if it's pertaining to our budget.
Okay.
The only way it's going to be pertaining is if we start looking for some of their grants.
Yeah.
So hopefully maybe we can do that in the future.
Okay,
so we need a motion to appoint Lori.
Okay, I'll make a motion to appoint Lori to be the TAB member to represent CDAC for us in order to take emails, facilitate responses from them, and if it is something pertaining to the Moapa Town Advisory Board, the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, that she would be in attendance only for those. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes for Lori. All right, on general business, number two, A presentation and discussion regarding the 2026 meeting calendar for possible action. I know that we've all been looking at this.
Okay, now what they said was they need January, February, March, definitely right now, but if you feel prepared to do the whole calendar, that is fine too.
I think we're good.
I think the only problem I see is Thanksgiving.
And we don't have a meeting last on Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, I see.
But, well, it's Wednesday before, just like this year.
Yeah.
I see a couple of problems. Okay, January.
Okay, why don't we just work through it together, and we're all on the same.
The 31st, so on here is the meeting that would be scheduled on the 31st of December. I don't know if we can vote for that or not, but I vote we don't have that.
No, I vote that we don't.
That's 25, though.
And I actually think that that is already marked off on 25, but if it is not, I will make sure it's marked off on here.
Okay.
And then March, or February, I didn't see anything crazy. March, I didn't see anything crazy. April, I didn't. May. Okay.
Go ahead. Hold on, that's when the fair comes into town.
Oh, yep.
April.
I think you're still good. It is the...
I think I looked at it and then
I did too. I looked at it and I cannot remember.
I believe it's the week before.
Yes, it's the week before. Yes. The 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Okay. So we're good.
Do we have to have three meetings that month? Can we...
No,
you don't
have, the only time that we have to have a meeting is when they put on a planning and zoning item.
The first, I think, is for March, because March only has one.
No, it doesn't, it has two.
But it's the same, it's the April 1st.
Oh, it is, okay.
So I think it's counting as a March meeting.
Okay. Yes.
Then I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I would like to not have one on the 27th of May, because that's usually graduation week.
I don't know that is a reason why we can't have one.
Okay.
We just have to figure the four, you know, we would still have four people. But I will ask, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to ask, and if they say that that's not a reason, I'm going to put the calendar through without that change.
Okay?
Just because they need to have this calendar. So that's the 27th of May?
Yes. June is the 10th and July 1st.
July 1st, if we can count that as?
So I think it's...
It's not on, the 4th.
July 1st, I think, is part of June again, but I don't know why it wasn't put on the 24th.
Because they're keeping it in... Hold on.
They're trying to keep it like every 10th. Other week.
Well, it would have been the 10th and the 24th.
Would be every other week.
It's not every other week. It is set up in
on their it's the
their commission
their meeting.
It's in conjunction with their meeting when they have them.
Okay.
So we're looking at you're looking at July now, right?
Okay.
If we can't, I would like to avoid the 1st because so many people are gone that week for the 4th of July and everything. I don't know if we can.
Okay. I think we can because it's a special meeting call, so we can probably remove that one.
Okay.
And we've also got the 15th and 29th.
Yeah.
Okay.
And November 11th.
Wait, remove July.
So November's hard.
August, we don't have anything. School starts in August, but that has nothing to do with us. Well, the only thing that happens in August, what we ran into this year, was the back to school events when they do the family nights and the sports nights.
We have no way of knowing right now
when they're going to do. Yeah, so we're just going to play that by ear.
Those that don't have kids in school, but we could still have quorum.
Right. September.
That's good. October.
Labor Day is the 7th, so that doesn't have anything.
Wow, that's
October.
A Labor Day.
October.
September 30th, the 14th, and 28th should be good.
Yeah, let's see if we can do something about the November 25th one.
Well, because then the other meeting on November would be on Veterans Day.
On Veterans Day.
Oh. Yeah, and that's a holiday. Well, it's a holiday, but it's not.
It's not a meeting day. 11th. Oh, yes.
It is a meeting day.
Okay.
So which would you rather?
Usually when they have them marked like this as holidays, yellows like that, is we'll just tell them that we want to cancel any of those. That, okay. The one on elections is not going to affect us. And I'll put 9/11 cancel.
Oh, yes. Because we did not do that this year.
Yeah.
It wasn't on 9/11, though. We have done it on 9/11, and we met them right out at the flagpole.
Yeah.
For the prayer, and then watched them leave from here.
And then
September 11th,
and
we then don't have a meeting anyway.
December.
November 11th. And then the next one would be right before the night before Thanksgiving again.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. This is rough, because I've got...
Next year, I'm going to be traveling, too, so...
Oops. So the November 25th.
And December,
25th,
you guys
no,
will be glad that you're all in the clear that it doesn't fall on my birthday.
Nor mine.
Yes, you're a December baby, too.
Mine's a holiday. Everybody celebrates my birthday. In one way or the other.
All right. I think we've muddled through that.
January 27th. December was okay? Yeah.
December, it looked like it was okay.
Oh, wait, the 30th.
Of December? I don't have a problem with the 30th of December.
I don't have a problem with it.
It's not New Year's Eve. Yeah. It's the day before New Year's Eve, and that doesn't really bother me too much.
Nope.
The only thing that you might is because you have people with that holiday falling on a Saturday, where are they going to put that holiday? If it's on a Friday, well, that's a Friday. I'm looking at it thinking it's a Saturday.
Yeah,
but people may take a long...
No weekend.
Yeah. And that's a special call meeting. So
yeah,
we could take
okay.
the 30th off if you want to.
Okay.
All right.
Now where did I write it off?
I know, right?
Shit.
To make
I
a motion.
I have it all mixed in here together now.
Is anybody else writing on the exact days that wants to make a motion? Because we will have to clarify
Hold on,
that in the motion.
And I can tell you what they are as soon as I got the sheet mixed in with the calendar.
You got it? Lori's got it. Okay.
I would like to make a motion to delete these meetings for the 2026 calendar for the Mohawk Valley Town Advisory Board. January, or December 31st, 25?
No. Okay. December 31st.
Is that
Got it. Okay.
Did we talk about graduation? Are we going to do that one?
Graduation, is it our local graduation?
Yes. Yeah. May 27th
yep.
is the request.
I'll put it in and that's what I'll say. The worst that'll happen is they'll kick it back. Okay.
July 1st.
Okay. and 11/25.
That's November 11th.
Yes, you're right.
And also the
25th, but I don't know if we can do that. Can we not have a meeting in a month?
That's a special, wasn't that the one that was a special call meeting?
Yes.
If it's a special call, we can probably get away with it.
With the holiday, yeah. So we would also like to request that.
Okay.
So November 11th and November 25th, is that what you're saying? Okay.
Oh, wait, that means you are canceling two in 1 month then.
Yes. And then everybody said that we're okay with that.
No, of 25.
No, there's three, because there's a meeting on the
31st.
There's a meeting on the 1st. Oh, no, never mind. Wrong page. You guys are going through too many pages. Okay, November, yeah.
We discussed December 30th, too.
And we have three meetings in October, so we might be okay. They'll just have to plan... If they know, if they get their calendar together now,
yep.
they'll know ahead of time. This calendar lets them know when we're having meetings, so that when Joe Blow comes in and says, here's my paperwork, here's everything, and then comprehensive planning tells them, okay, you've got it all together. The next meeting of that board is such and such a date, and we'll put you on that agenda. So if they know now, we should be fine.
Okay. And then we discussed December 30th. Not having me on December 30th.
Okay, 12:30.
Okay. Lori has made a motion. I'm just going to repeat it back so we know. Delete December 31st, 2025, May 27th, 2026, July 1st, 2026, 9/11, 2026, 11/11, 2026, November 25th, 2026, and 12/30, 2026.
I don't think there is a meeting.
There is none on 9/11.
It's
11/11.
It's 11/11.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You and I both did the same thing.
So disregard that 9/11, and the rest of them are indeed.
And I'll try and put them all together
tomorrow. That is my
motion. Okay. Lori's made that motion with those dates. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. All right. Next item on the agenda is comments made by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. The jurisdiction board's relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or votes may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by a majority vote.
Okay, I have comments.
Okay.
I received an email from Marilyn, from Commissioner Kirkpatrick, that it has a copy of an email from Merrill Squire, Project Director, Bridge Sources. And it is, to Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department and Commissioner Kirkpatrick, please be advised that Bridge Source LLC hereby withdraws without prejudice its applications PA25700040 and 41 and ZC250658. We are appreciative of the advice and suggestions provided by the Planning Commission during the November 4th, 2025 meeting. We anticipate reapplying for these same actions sometimes in 2026 after we have advanced further in the NEPA review of the Pink Mountain Quarry application with the BLM and prepared a more developed presentation of the cement plant project that can be provided to the Planning Commission for consideration. And that was a letter of, a few weeks ago, and then I confirmed it. The highlights for the meeting, the next BCC meeting where they were going to be heard, just came out, and they were, let me get to the right place. They were items 13, 14, and 15 on that agenda, and they've all been, it is on the agenda that they have all been withdrawn without prejudice per the applicant. So it's confirmation that it has been done. That's those. Now it's your turn. Tell me about Sammy.
Okay, so I'm speaking on behalf of Sammy and his drop zone up at the airport. He has purchased a indoor skydiving apparatus
simulator.
Thank you. And he just had it set up 2 days ago. He did a test run last night, and he did another test run on it today. It is loud, and he's very well aware of that, and he wants to assure the community that this is, it's in just a test run right now. He will be taking care of the volume of the machine and doing everything he can to deaden the noise for the community members. He understands that it is loud, but he will come up with a game plan, and he will come in and kind of tell us a little bit more about the apparatus that he has.
Okay. And actually, my grandkids did this in South Carolina. And there are mitigations you can do, so he should have no issue once he gets it all.
Okay. I let him know that I would speak on behalf of him tonight because he couldn't be here.
Okay.
Anyone else?
I would like to commend Brooke's good deeds. Through the government shutdown, they worked very hard with other entities in the community to still feed and get food out here to the people who were in need. The day that I drove by during that, the line was clear down the street. And I know that they were very stressed and our community really is in need, and I just wanted to recognize them for what they did, because they went and knocked on doors to get food because their delivery was not coming. So I wanted to say that. And then also I wanted to talk about the community celebration for Christmas on the 13th of December. Lots of the businesses are involved. Ours is doing sugar cookies, but they're going to have a tree lighting, I believe, at 6 or something at night. I don't know the exact agenda. But throughout the day, we're doing ours from 12. I think it starts at 12. We're doing ours from 12 to 2. So there'll be lots of different fun activities, and they're decorating different businesses. They're doing their benches again. So it's just a really fun idea. Penny and the VFW have done a great job of creating a real hometown event.
Very good.
And on Brooke's Good Deeds also, I'd mentioned it to Lois the other day, but I called them. We had all those shampoos, conditioners, and everything left.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken some of them over to Brooke's, to Front Porch Flowers, and they're packaging them up, and we're taking them up to the nursing homes up in Mesquite.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
And love that.
I love their packaging them up, making them look really pretty. And some of the things like the toothbrushes and those kind of things that we had, we'll still have hundreds of them. I'm taking them a box of each of those kind of things for the nursing homes to have, for when they have people come in, maybe they aren't set yet.
I love that.
You know, so that they will be used. And also the fire department is going to include some of those things in with their deliveries that they're doing for families here in the valley.
Awesome. There's also, I know,
and we'll still have some left
too. That would probably be kind of a cool thing to talk to them to see if they need
to
that.
Who
shop with the cop.
Oh, I have mentioned it to them.
I haven't gotten back. I have how many? I have some bags that are really cute that I purchased, but I have some bags that they could use if they want to make something as well.
Okay, let me get through these, and then I'll see what I have left. And shop with the cop. I'll talk to them again.
Okay, I have had 2 people come in and ask me if I knew what was going on at the DMV, and I said, yeah, you have to have an appointment. You go online, go to Rural, and then click Mesquite and pick your day. Nope.
Nothing's available.
Oh, no. Nothing is available. It won't take you to December.
Yeah.
The one woman says you have to click on every morning and hope there's an opening that day.
Well, that won't even let you click on the day.
Because
it won't let you do it. It won't let you do
anything now.
When was it that you were doing
it? It has gone down since then.
Well, no, because I did mine. Then we have a timeline to tell them that there's a glitch in their system.
I don't.
It's been a couple weeks.
The week
at least.
Before, it worked, and then I went in to help Jill, and it worked. And then, like 2 days later, it stopped working.
And
which was when Maddie was going in.
Exactly. And you can't do November. It won't let you forward to December to see if anything's available.
Exactly.
Did you go up there? You have to have an appointment.
My daughter went up there because she had tried, and she goes, "I've tried to make an appointment. Your calendars are down. You can't make anything." So I don't know if they're sitting at the DMV twiddling their thumbs all day long, because you cannot make an appointment for that.
I had to make one in Las Vegas.
I did too. I had
nothing available for the month.
And that wasn't my experience. So we went in before this happened. So something's wrong with the system, because we made our appointment at like 10:30, and we were in at 4:00 that afternoon.
They won't do it anymore though.
And I think there's a problem with the system, because I don't think it's that the appointments aren't available. I think that because they told us even when we went in that they had to rebuild the whole start from scratch. So they didn't fix the problem that happened. They had to create a whole new one from when they were hacked.
Well, the page
and
is different.
And it goes down every day.
The page is different, but nothing available.
Yeah.
And they will not take walk-ins, even though they have no appointments going in.
Yeah, they won't take anybody.
The person, whoever, somebody said they had somebody go in to walk in.
That was my daughter.
Was there nobody there when she went there?
I didn't ask her, but she went in there, and she actually, they won't even let you through the door because of the security guard.
Yeah.
So she went in, and do you have an appointment? No, I tried to make an appointment. You've got to make an appointment. You can't do anything. We're not doing any standbys, nothing. They would not let her.
Okay. All righty.
And I had to go to,
I'm not doing it till Monday, but.
I had to go to Decatur to do all my license and change my name and everything.
I had an appointment on the 19th, but I'm going to do mine because I couldn't.
So there's something going on because this was within a week's time. There was many appointments available. I got an appointment for me. I got an appointment for another person within that same week. And then the next week we went on and it was gone.
Yeah.
And there was appointments available. So it's broken.
Well, my other problem is they tell you can do online registration for.
No, they best not give you a ticket if you can't get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tell you can do online registration now, and you can't do that either.
Mm-mm.
I had to put in the VIN number of my vehicle, and it told me it couldn't find the VIN.
That's what happened with my daughter.
I wonder if it all has anything to do with when you know that the state got hacked.
Right. Yeah, it is. Exactly that.
And
can we write
I know
a letter
that they don't have it all
together.
As the
town advisory board to them?
I think that...
It won't carry as much as it will if the commissioner writes.
Well, no, I mean, yeah.
So I will ask. Yeah. I will ask.
Both. All the above. I think the more...
And
they will.
I have to say, if Commissioner Kirkpatrick could actually go to bat for us and say, this is ridiculous...
Yeah.
Mesquite and Moapa as a whole, Moapa Valley, we're not that big.
Yeah.
They did not have people standing down the lane. I understand that they were having walk-ins going in there that were from Las Vegas trying to beat the system.
Yeah.
But if you have a zip code that's one of ours that would be serviced by that DMV.
On your driver's license?
It's more of, it's not that they're not taking them. It sounds more it's a hack.
They won't take you.
You can't walk in there.
They will just
turn you away. And they could be sitting there like this, and they will turn you away.
Okay.
There's no appointment.
Nope. You don't have an appointment. Don't I tell you?
But when it worked, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was.
So I made my appointment at 10:30 because we just kind of out of the blue, like, we're just going to try it and see if it works.
Sure, glad I got
it. And then it sends you updates. As the day goes on, it tells you how many people are ahead of you. It was wonderful. And so we knew, because it kept fluctuating a little bit, because their appointments would go faster or slower. So about every 30 minutes, I would say, it would give us an update and say, there's 10 people ahead of you, and this is when your
appointment that's fantastic for you guys, but it doesn't work anymore.
Well, no, I mean, if they can get it.
Well, that's what we're saying. It's not.
If they can figure out to
I don't think it's just a they won't do this, they won't do that. I think their system is so screwed up that they, that they don't know where to step
in. Doing it online and just scanning everything in was great too. My son was able to do it back.
Yeah, I did mine. I did sugars in mine all on the.
And online. Now that's not even working.
Yeah. You can't do anything. Haley's trying to register her new truck, and so she went in there because she got the 30-day permit, but she was waiting for her paycheck to come in to go and register it. So I said, oh, because we had the grand experience at Lori's office. Yeah. So I'm like, let me just go on there. And you couldn't, and you can't go to December to see if there was anything available. Mm-hmm. And so when Maddie went in there, Haley went with her and said, can I come in standby as a walk-in?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and she said, nope.
I can't even get a moving permit for my trailer so that I can use it because nothing in the system is working.
And if you have two things that you want to do, you have to have an appointment for both things or they won't do them, even if you're the same person.
Get this. I have to tell this story. So I scheduled my appointment for the Decatur. And Tommy was going to get a real ID. So the documentation that we were taking in was all the same documentation, same address, same bills we were going to use and everything. So we go in there and we're sitting at the booth. And she says, oh, we can do only one transaction. I said, hold on a second. I said, we're the same household. We're using all the same paperwork. I said, and this is what I asked her blatantly. I said, you would rather us tie up two cubicles for doing the same thing rather than just taking us both at the same time? I said, I used to come in here and do several transactions at the same time. And she said, no. If you have different vehicles, you have to schedule an appointment and hope to God that you get called before the next appointment comes up. You have to have all different appointment times. And this is why nobody can get into the DMV.
Okay.
It is absolutely asinine. I've never seen a more mismanaged department in my life.
In this day and age, it is pretty.
Our next meeting is December 10th, And we do have a meeting. We have an item, a planning item. And then if somebody wants to call for adjournment.
I make a motion to adjourn. It is 7:30. And we are done.
Mine decided to not.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. If you're headed out of town, everybody drive safe.
If anybody's hungry, we will be right here tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
I may show. We went from 8 of us to 4 of us. And I don't feel like cooking now.
It'd be a lot of food. So
she took her dog to get groomed.
She was groomed and she had the perfect little poof up here. She came home and rubbed it on the back of the couch and broke the rubber band.
She looks like a fancy chicken.
She does look like one of those fancy chickens.
Okay.
Oh, all this stuff away. Judy. Look at that.
Oh, how funny. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love it. Perfect.
Oh, my gosh.